T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Fun, entertaining, knowledgeable.
All right.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Right.
Live and local, it's time for the Fan Morning Show with Bart Winkler.
I understand that nobody's ready to crown him the next coming of Jesus Christ, but what does a day like today do for a 22-year-old who hasn't had many snaps, even if it's only just from a confidence and energy standpoint with coaches fanning him off and guys supporting him out there?
Are you talking about Jordan?
Yes.
Okay. Because we got a lot of 22-year-olds out there that are they're putting in a lot of good work. So just want to clarify that. But no, I thought, you know, listen, you can never get too high and never too low in this game. And big, I guess, one of the biggest emphasis for Jordan is just to treat each play as its own entity. And we're always grading the decision-making, the timing, the accuracy, and we want to see the consistency just continue to get better and better.
Who asked that question? Who is that? Why do you have to talk about Jesus Christ? It's a backup quarterback. I mean, I get the point you're making, but do I? Anyway, that's Matt LaFleur talking about Jordan Love. Guys, Jordan Love had a good day of practice yesterday, so take that for what it's worth. Last couple of days, he did not, and then yesterday, he looked really good. At one point, I think it was the tight end coach who came over and, like, fanned him down because he was so hot with the football. So now, for days, I said, who cares? But now, because he was good, I'm, like, pumped. Sue me. I'm human. Bar Winkler, Toby Altizer, 414-799-1250. Horvat back tomorrow. But Jordan Love had a good day. And Jordan Love just didn't have a good day at practice. He had a good day at the podium. He talked yesterday. It's the first time we've heard from him since, I think, Super Bowl week when he was on with Zach Gelb. We played that interview for you, Zach Gelb, at nights here on The Fan. It was like shaky. It was like Love had never talked before. It was bad. But he got at the podium yesterday. This is part of it. He showed the poise and he showed the confidence that if I do have to be the quarterback in week one, I can be the quarterback in week one. And I think that is reassuring. You know, I don't know how many people scour these press conferences and try to watch them live. I do think there's a good number of you. I was sitting around with my parents yesterday, and I was on the phone, of course, because God forbid communicating. But then I saw that there was the press conference started. So we watched it at like 1:30 in the afternoon. We're gathered around my tiny little phone to watch Jordan Love speak. And I do want to hear from him here and kind of interject as he talks with different thoughts and things. And I want to know if you guys are prepared for a world where Jordan Love is the quarterback in week one for the Green Bay Packers. I ultimately don't think it will happen, but if it does, are you prepared for it? With everything that's happened, I know maybe we've asked this 2 months ago, but where we're at today, he had a good practice and he had a good press conference. Are you ready for him to be the quarterback in week one? One thing that I do not want is for us not to know up until that week, like, is Rodgers coming back or not? I want this thing to be settled. I think the team needs it to be settled for the start of training camp. If Rodgers isn't there right now, that's fine. He's doing a Summer of George. He's jet-setting around the world. He's buying homes, reportedly. He's head over heels in love with Shailene Woodley. He's in this golf thing coming up, which we're all going to watch like it's the Super Bowl, because that's what we did with Jeopardy, and it's Aaron Rodgers. Got to watch everything Aaron Rodgers does, says, breathes, reacts to. But and then when it comes to training camp, is Rodgers going to be there or is he not? Because if he's not there, then I'm going to be ready for Jordan Love. Because if he's not there at training camp, when is he going to come? If he's not there at the start, is he going to come 10 days in? Is he going to come 20 days in? Is he going to come week one right before? Hey, I didn't have a preseason last year. I don't need it this year. Is he going to come week four?
Is there a cutoff point for you where if Rodgers doesn't show up, you're just telling Aaron, listen, we're rolling with Jordan Love?
I kind of think it's the first day of training camp.
Really?
I guess I'll give him a week or two, but I don't. What's going to happen is if Rodgers is not there, you have to start to install with Jordan Love. And you have to think, all right, well, what can he do that we can do in the system to make us successful? What maybe can't Love do that Rodgers could do that we need to take out? You start to, like right now, this is practice in shorts. They're just running around practicing. They might be like putting in different, getting people acclimated. This is just like fun time practice, I think. Training camp is, what are we going to do to win the Super Bowl? And so once we get to that point, if Rodgers isn't there by then you have to start planning with Jordan Love. And if Rodgers isn't there by then, but then he shows up 10 days in, well, then now that's 10 days that you've wasted. You've got, when's training camp? 50 days away? You've got some 50 days to figure out how to get Aaron Rodgers there. You should be able to do that in 50 days. It's not something, don't tell me it can't be solved in 50 days, but it can be solved in 55. If it can be solved, it can be solved. I don't want Rodgers to then further, like, he's sending a message. He means this now. We know he's meant it. We know he's meant it this whole time. I don't want him to start missing practices, because not only does it like slow down the development of what kind of offense you're trying to run, then it starts to put doubt in guys' heads. Like, what, Rodgers is going to show up now and walk in like nothing's happened? I get that he didn't have a preseason. None of us did last year. He still won the MVP, but at some point, and Bakhtiari kind of said this, look, Aaron Rodgers is my friend. I want him to do what's best for him. But he's also my quarterback, so I want him here. And at some point, these guys, especially some of these guys that haven't even met Rodgers yet, the rookies, they don't have any devotion to him. So maybe Amari Rodgers, yeah, he's got the same last name, good icebreaker, but maybe he starts to like, hey, I like Jordan Love. And you know, they talk, and then it like breaks up the locker room. Even if it's just 45 guys over here and 8 guys over there, everybody's going to need to be on the same page if they're going to win a Super Bowl, which they can do with Aaron Rodgers, much more likely than they can do with Jordan Love. Through this whole thing, I have just been not a fan of the pick. I have not been a fan of the pick. I never liked the Jordan Love pick. I never liked that it happened. I never liked that they traded a fourth-round pick. I didn't like that they traded up. I didn't like that they're one game away from the Super Bowl, and then this is what they do with their first-round pick. And I could be, well, if there's anything that you casually know about me, it's probably that, you know, my brother works for the Warriors, and I didn't like the Jordan Love pick, because those are the two things I talk about all the time. If I was a little bit younger, I might root for Jordan Love to fail so that I look good. I want to look bad. I want all these tweets where I disparage. I said, oh, Love's not going to be any good. I want those to come up and be like when I wanted Devontae Adams traded his second preseason. I want him to be good. And the more that the rest of the league kind of looks at us and says, oh, they're going to suck with Jordan Love, the more I'm bunkered down and saying, screw you. Whoever's taking snaps under center is my quarterback. And right now it's Jordan Love. And Aaron Rodgers, look, you got to show up at some time, buddy. You're not getting traded. And maybe he doesn't even want to get traded. This was from Ian Rappaport yesterday on the Wendy's Big Show. I thought this was a really good way to look at what's going on this summer.
Well, there's one good explanation for that.
Yeah.
And I don't know, because I'm not Aaron Rodgers, and I have not spoken with Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, yeah.
But one possible explanation for why he has not said that he wants to be traded is he doesn't want to be traded.
Right.
Like, he's had opportunities. His people have had opportunities. There's been a lot of chances to send subliminal messages to the Packers.
Yep.
Hey, we want out. Nothing has happened. So, you know, everyone can kind of draw their conclusions on that. But to me, if he wanted out, he would have said it to Kenny Mayne. But I don't know where this ends. But to have so many people close to him say that this is fixable is at least pretty interesting to me.
I think there's two ways that I'll accept it ending. I'll accept it ending if Rodgers just says, no, really, I'm not coming back, guys. I can't do it. I'm not coming back. Sorry. And the Packers sit on him for a year, trade him in the offseason. I do not want him traded this year. Not just for, I don't think you're going to get a ton of value. I would rather know what the picks are going to be when I'm trading for those picks. I can't handle it. We got enough going on that I got to now watch and worry about what Aaron Rodgers is doing in Denver or wherever the hell he would be. I can't pay attention to that. It's a lot of energy to just try to keep up with the Packers. Now, and you say, well, ignore it. Yeah, okay. How in hell are you going to ignore Aaron Rodgers, what he's doing for another team? There's no possible way. Or I need him to show up day one. Anything else, I don't like. Because then you're going to mess with what they're doing. You're going to mess with Love. You're going to cause some dissension in the locker room. You're the only one that didn't show up for this little week of practices and whatever else they have in June. That's fine. Once it's training camp, you need to be there for training camp. 414-799-1250. We will hear from QB1. As of now, Jordan Love, when we come back.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
He needs every rep he can get right now. He's a young quarterback that was not afforded a preseason last year. And so give him as many as he can handle, and we'll spell him every now and again. But I just think every rep that he takes is so valuable, and you can learn something from both the good and the bad.
I don't know how Aaron Rodgers wants to play this. That's Matt LaFleur talking Jordan Love. Lots going on again today. Game 3 tonight, Bucks-Nets. Brewers do fall to Cincinnati. They play in 4 hours here this afternoon. Travis Shaw dislocating his left shoulder, leaving the game in the second inning. Try to get a report on him yet today. And then you've got Jordan Love, who, yeah, I guess he was more impressive on the practice field, but also he was impressive in a press conference. And with Aaron Rodgers, this happened with Favre and Rodgers. Whatever side that you're on, you're going to start to gravitate more towards the guy that is here. I'm doing that. I'm gravitating towards Jordan Love because he is here. I'm absolutely rooting for this guy. I just had a tweet. Somebody asked me, are you rooting for Jordan Love? Are you worried he's going to be good? And you would think that someone like me, who spent the last 400 days bashing the pick, would kind of say, You know, if it was like the first year of me doing this, I'd probably be, you know, a little younger, much more immature. Not that I'm the picture of maturity, but if this was like the first year doing the show, I would need Jordan Love to be bad. Oh, I would root for it. Oh my God. I hope I won't, but I know myself. But I'm a little mature now, a little older, a little more wise. There's people that really want me to look stupid for hating the Jordan Love pick. You know who's at the front of that line? Me. Oh, if Jordan Love is good, none of you will be able to get through on the phones because I'll be calling in to yell at me. I want him to be good more than anybody. Jordan Love speaking to the media yesterday. We will cut in with our commentary and your calls. Come on, Milwaukee, get excited. It is Bucks Nets Game 3 game day. And here's Jordan Love talking. Let's go, baby.
Hey, Jordan, how are you doing?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Good, thank you.
Oh, what a terrific question off the bat. How are you doing? Good. Thank you. The grace that Jordan Love answered that question. Rogers who? I mean, I'm ready to die for this guy. All right, here's more.
So us guys, we always talk about confidence and how good days build confidence.
First of all, let me point this out to you. All anybody wants to ask him about is Aaron Rodgers and being the quarterback. But nobody's going to ask him that right away. This is a thing that we do in the media when there's like a tough question or it might be uncomfortable. You never ask it first. You know, they know it's coming. You know it's coming. You know you're going to ask it. But we like tiptoe around. It's like if I saw Toby murder a squirrel outside before I got into work and I wanted to ask him about it, I'd say, "So Toby, how you doing?" He'd say, "Fine." And instead of me right away going, "You murdered a squirrel, what the hell?" I'd say, "How have things been going? How about it?
Pretty good.
Yeah, and then, you know, any challenges with the job?"
Not really.
"Hey, you murdered a squirrel, man. What the hell?" So I butter you up.
Sure. And then comes the hard-hitting question.
Yeah. Like, why did you take that innocent life, Toby?
I don't know.
Well, that's a worse answer.
It was in my parking spot. in an empty parking lot. It was in the one spot I wanted to park in.
Yeah, there's been like 40 cars here every day now, but no people are inside the building. I don't know what's going on. The building, we reopened. We reopened. People can come to work now. And you go outside and there's cars everywhere, but then you come inside, there's nobody here.
Yeah, come enjoy the 12:50 a.m. The Fan park and ride.
Yeah, well, what the hell? Yeah, yeah. That was going on out there. All right, here's real questions from Jordan Love. But again, to start the press conference, we're still tiptoeing around what we want to get to.
So us guys, we always talk about confidence and how good days build confidence. Is that true? Because that, to me, that insinuates that maybe you don't have it. So I guess, what is your thoughts on confidence and what did today do for it?
Yeah, I mean, I definitely think good days build confidence and then just stacking good days on top of each other. I mean, obviously, I think anything you do that's just doing good and performing at a high level, it'll definitely take your confidence up and just let you be more comfortable out there and play smoother.
Mike Spofford.
Hey, Jordan, obviously we don't get to see every practice. And so for us, this was definitely the best we've seen you perform in a Packers uniform. Do you feel this was your best practice and what made it so for you?
Yeah, I mean, I definitely feel it was a good day. For me and for everybody else as well. Just bouncing back from yesterday's practice on offense, you know, wasn't our best practice all around and for me as well. And then, you know, being able for us to come out here and just bounce back today, it meant a lot for everybody and just showed how much we were able to bounce back. But it was a good day and just the goal for now is to keep stacking good days and be better tomorrow.
All right. So we're still talking about practice. Reporters are, you know, kind of thinking, all right, well, that we got those out of the way. Let's start to ask about Rodgers. I need one of these reporters to step up and be the first one to jump in the pool here. I need somebody to just dive right in.
Ryan Wood.
Hell yeah, baby. My guy, Ryan Wood, Green Bay Press Gazette, PackersNews.com. He's not going to mince words. Let's ask Jordan what we want to know.
You mentioned to Jordan about yesterday maybe not being the best day. So to have a day like today coming after yesterday, what did you walk away from the practice field yesterday and refocus, or how did you handle that? How did you digest what happened yesterday and then be different today?
Oh, I actually did think that it was Woody that went to the Rodgers stuff. I'm going to skip ahead. Jordan Love felt good about practice. Dibba-da-dee, dooba-da-doo. Nobody cares.
Rob Domofsky.
Oh, it was my boy Rob that went there. My boy Rob Domofsky, who blocked me on Twitter. So all you guys, I mean, Rob's got a lot of news on Twitter. ESPN reporter. He's like co-hosting Get Up now because of this saga. Oh, man. Rob blocked me a few years ago, and I don't know why. It was years ago. I don't know why he blocked me. I was in a conversation with another reporter. I think he got tagged in it and just blocked me. And then I put out a video when Aaron Rodgers was on Pat McAfee's show, and Rob got really mad. So Rob wrote a whole article. I'm just going to spill it out here just because if I'm going to talk about this, you should know. Rob Domofsky, ESPN, put out an article about the way that Rodgers said, I don't think I won't be in Green Bay. And Rob was like, oh, he said the word think weird. Because, you know, these guys are just dying for any sort of slither. So I did a fake video as me interpreting Rob Domofsky, how he was listening to Aaron Rodgers talk. This is the video I did. Again, this is after he blocked me. This is long after he ended up blocking me. And so I tweeted inside a Rob Domofsky work session.
Potentially winning an MVP.
And, you know, we obviously made it another good run.
I don't think. Articles and blogs. There it is. I was looking for the word that he would say like that. Think. Articles and blogs. This story never ends.
So then he got all mad about that. Somebody asked him over the weekend. Somebody asked him, why won't you, because then he went and blocked Horvat. After I did that, then he blocked Horvat because he got so upset about it. He saw it because people were tweeting it to him. And then this weekend he said, somebody asked him, why are you mad at Winkler or whatever? And he said, this video is crap. It was such crap that his boss is called to apologize to me. Rob. It's not what happened, Rob. That's not what happened. You called and whined like a little baby. So people should know the truth. So that's what I'm putting
in. I have not been blocked yet.
No. You are in my Twitter bio. I tagged you.
I better watch out.
So if you want to be spared by Rob Domofsky.
Should I just go out and retweet the video and at Rob Domofsky?
Ooh, yeah. Let's get everybody to retweet that video that I did. Let me see. I'll undo a retweet if I already did it. Just go to Winks Thinks at Winks Thinks on Twitter if you guys could retweet this Rob video. You know, he's waking up. He's probably having a cup of coffee, probably having a good morning. Let's really ruin his day. Let's do that. Let's really ruin Rob's day. I just talked a few minutes ago about how I'm much more mature now. I'm more mature than I was. I didn't say I'm much more mature. I'm still the same old son of a bee I've always been. I'm just rooting for Jordan Love more this time around than maybe you thought I would be. But here is Rob asking the question to Jordan.
Hey, Jordan, good to see you. Hopefully someday we get to talk to you actually in person. But I was wondering, how are you approaching all this? I mean, you might be the starter. You might not be the starter. Aaron might be here. He might not be. What's your mindset just throughout this whole offseason?
My mindset this whole offseason has been to get ready and get myself ready. And that's been my mindset since I got here. And, you know, whether Aaron was here or not here, that's going to be my mindset regardless, because I have to get myself ready to play and be able to, you know, go out there and take charge of the team and be able to perform at a high level and do my best so everybody else can do their job as well and just be able to perform at a high level, like I said. So, you know, my goal is just to take it day by day, get better, find areas I need to improve, and yeah.
Dave Schrader.
Hey, Jordan, I'm just curious what it's like to be Jordan Love this offseason with all the drama swirling outside the building and with Aaron Rodgers. What's it like to be Jordan Love? And also, when's the last time you had a conversation or any sort of communication with Aaron Rodgers?
Yeah, I mean, I've just been living my life, man, just trying to do what I can do to get better in this offseason. And obviously, you know, not knowing what's going to happen next, you know, just got to, my main thing has been controlling what I can control and, you know, do my best to, like I said, get better every day so that I'm ready, you know, whatever the circumstance may be come season, just do my best to be ready for myself, for the team, and for everybody here. Yeah. And the other question, yeah, me and Aaron, we got a good relationship. Talked to him probably a week before I got out here. So, yeah.
So Aaron Rodgers talked to Jordan Love about a week before he got to Green Bay. He got to Green Bay a couple weeks ago. So they have talked within the last month. I don't know if this was just like a text conversation or what. Jordan really doesn't go into details, but that is interesting. And I think that is an important part of this. Rodgers and Jordan Love, they do have a good relationship. Rodgers doesn't like that he's maybe being forced out, but he doesn't want to take it out on the guy. Now, what's happening is there's an immense spotlight on Jordan Love because Rodgers isn't here. This isn't like any other guy that got drafted last year. You know, Tua got drafted by the Dolphins, and you know, Ryan Fitzpatrick is the quarterback. Well, at what point is Tua going to take over? He eventually does. Pretty big spotlight on him for a week or two. He does all right. It kind of goes away. Justin Herbert, he wasn't going to start right away, and then Tyrod Taylor got sabotaged by a doctor or whatever the hell happened in Los Angeles. So he takes over. Joe Burrow was always going to be the starter right away, but it's for the Bengals. Bengals never win, so no expectations there. But here you've got Jordan Love taking over for the MVP. But we don't know if the MVP is coming back or not. So that's it's a real different situation for him than any of these other guys. And all he can do is just live his life and just try to live his life, like he said. Just try to be Jordan Love. John at 414-799-1250. What's up?
Hello?
Hey.
Yeah, all this talk, no one talks about the fact that when Rodgers blew that last year with McCarthy, he purposely played bad to get him fired, according to Jeff Saturday. No one brings that up, and I don't know why a guy would be allowed in the league to purposely ruin a coach's career in a team like Green Bay. And the fact is, everyone thinks, oh, Rodgers is so good, bring him back, blah, blah, blah. How do you know the system didn't make Rodgers 13-3 2 years in a row? Everyone's making it sound like he made all the receivers better. He made all the running backs better. And a player on ESPN said Rodgers should be careful for what he wishes for, because he can go to a team that don't have a good line. He ain't really a scrambler like he used to be. And he might not look as good as he did in Green Bay under that system. And I think if Jordan Love keeps doing what he's doing with that system and being a mobile quarterback, I think they'll easily be 10-7 or 11-9 or 13-4. Because the system is making everyone look good. So I don't know why. And then Hasselbeck the other day threw him under the bus saying he made over $240 million. And now he wants more guaranteed money? I mean, come on, man, really? Let's talk about the other players. He didn't restructure his contract to get Cleo Mack. That would have put us over the top last year.
So and you're ready. You're just ready to move on.
Yeah. Let's put the diva aside. Let another team take a shot with him. You know, I think he was just embarrassed that he lost to a 40-year-old quarterback and he lost two NFC championships back-to-back. It's not about this and this. It's about his pride. He's embarrassed. And he wants to blame management that they didn't get to the Super Bowl. Come on, he could have ran in for that touchdown on that last play against Tampa. He could have at least got to the 2-yard line. Then they probably would have went for it. It's, he never says, oh, I made a mistake. Yeah, I dropped it. But he did drop the ball and threw McCarthy under the bus and lost that season on purpose. Why would anyone want him on your team if you would throw a season away because you don't like the coach?
That's a good question. Thanks, John. Well,
that's what I don't get.
Yeah. We'll try to figure that out. Thank you. That's John. I don't know how much I'm listening to Jeff Saturday, first of all. We did speculate that Rodgers was maybe tanking on purpose. He makes a good point about the system. How big is the system? That was everybody's uncle you've had a conversation with about this, John. He had all the main points. Diva, watching ESPN all the time. The Tampa Bay run. He hit them all. He hit every single one. More from Jordan Love.
Steve McGargy.
Just wondering, first, what do you think is the biggest way in which you've grown as a quarterback? I don't know what you're able to get out of last season without preseason games, but what's the biggest change in you as a quarterback now versus a year ago? And also, you said you talked to Aaron about a week before you got out here. Was there any advice that he gave you during – about going through this?
Yeah, so the biggest thing I've been trying to work on and improve is just taking another step in, you know, the offense and understanding what I need to be doing, my reads, my progressions, you know, where the ball needs to go, breaking down defenses, and just, you know, the process of a quarterback, that what we got to do. So I've just been trying to build on that and you know, get more comfortable in this offense and be able to make plays and yeah.
Mark and Daniels.
Go ahead. Hey, Jordan, good to talk with you. Yeah, you can run all the drills, all the plays, read the plays, go to the meetings. But David Bakhtiari said something interesting about you saying you're being heard now. Not that you were a fly on the wall last year, obviously, but now you are taking charge of the huddle, communicating, checks, linemen, all that sort of thing. Talk about that process, which probably might be the last to come along for you.
Yeah, talk about.
What process is that? Sorry.
You know, just the overall communicating and being vocal about the position rather than, you know, throws, footwork, drills, all mm-hmm. that sort of thing.
Yeah, I mean, that's a part of my game that I'm trying to improve as well. Just being able to take charge of this offense and, you know, be able to command these guys and take leadership role. But, yeah, I mean, like you said, last year, obviously I wasn't in that role. You know, that was Aaron's voice being heard and whatnot. But now I just got to be able to, you know, take that next step and take command of it and lead these guys. And, you know.
More from Jordan Love here on The Fan, 414-799-1250, 414-799-1250. Let's get out to Ben, who is in Ripon. What's up, Ben?
Oh, Bart, I got to put that guy John on blast. He can go ahead and rebuttal all he wants. But, like, dude, do you even know football? I mean, come on, man. Aaron Rodgers doesn't make his wide receivers. Really? I can give you progression of wide receivers that was brought forth by freaking Aaron Rodgers, doofus. Look at Jared Aberderis. Look at Jeff Janis. Jeff Janis in the playoffs had, what, 2 touchdowns, 100.
Ben, where'd you go?
A quarterback having good trust in your wide receivers, your receivers don't progress. Your receivers don't get passes thrown at them. They don't understand that, hey, you got to run this route this way. Aaron Rodgers is real quick to tell these guys, hey, run your routes. This is how you're supposed to do it. You don't do it, I'm not going to throw to you. And guess what? That's because the quarterback helps them progress to be the better receiver that they are. He did it with Jordy Nelson. He did it with Devontae Adams. He does it with every single guy that comes into that damn organization so he can make them better players. Now, I'm not going to disagree with this guy, okay? I'll agree with him to a point that, you know what, Aaron Rodgers needs to shut his damn mouth, come back to practice, and play the damn game. You don't want to be here? Come out and tell everybody what exactly you want. What exactly is pissing you off? I have my own assumptions. I think he's pissed because the Packers didn't bring back Jordy Nelson. I think he's pissed off because the Packers let Jay Kumerow go, two of his guys that he absolutely adored. But now here we sit, Aaron Rodgers crying about being Aaron Rodgers. And you know what? Right now, yes, Aaron Rodgers is acting like Sharon Rodgers. Start manning up.
Oh, I like Karen. I like Karen Rodgers better.
To play this game. I'm about sick and tired of this dude. You know what? I don't want to hear about how you want it your way.
It doesn't work that way. I can't go to my job and say, hey, I expect this to happen right now and expect an outcome. No, that's not what's going to be happening. You know what's going to happen? They're going to hear my voice, and either A, they're going to run as it, or B, they're going to tell me, get bent. I'm not going to listen to this. So I'm sorry. Like, I don't feel bad for the dude, but I understand where he's coming from. But, dude, there's better ways to go about doing this.
They're going to tell you to get bent? What are you working in the 1930s?
I'm talking candidly with you, Bart.
Are you talking the 1930s? Yeah, get bent there, Ben.
So,
nobody says that anymore.
So you guys do me a favor. I got to get off the phone because I'm getting real frustrated by that John guy. I don't think he understands football progression or quarterbacks or how a team works or whatnot. Maybe the guy never played. I don't know. I applaud him for loving the game, but, dude, come on, man. Aaron Rodgers doesn't make his receivers?
John was everybody's uncle that called in. Ben, thanks for the call. Okay, so I do this job, and I have opinions, and I talk about them, and then sometimes I'll meet somebody, and you might be the same way. You might be, like, you know sports. You're listening to sports talk. That's how you're starting your morning. You know sports. And then, like, you meet your girlfriend's dad, and he's like, ah, geez, Rodgers is a diva, and Jeff Saturday, and you're like, oh my God. I mean, I don't want to get into a conversation. He's like... Or somebody's uncle. Maybe it's your uncle. Hey, you see that Aaron Rodgers? What's he doing in Hawaii? Oh, God. I'm not getting through this with you. That was John. That was everybody's uncle.
Who wants that guy on their team? About, you know, like 29 to 30 other teams?
Yeah. I Jeff Saturday. I don't even know why he... You know where I lost Jeff Saturday? Jeff Saturday made the Pro Bowl as a Packer. Why, I don't know. And then he switched sides to do one more snap with Peyton Manning. I was like, this is the dumbest in the Pro Bowl. This is the dumbest thing I've ever seen. One more snap.
I kind of liked that moment.
Oh, I hated it. It ruined the credibility, Toby, of the Pro Bowl.
Come on, Bart. There was no credibility to the Pro Bowl.
Now, I love Pro Bowl.
The only cool play to ever happen in the Pro Bowl was when Sean Taylor destroyed that punter.
Mormon. Brian Mormon?
Yeah.
Yeah. Much cooler than Jeff Saturday retiring the snap. Big time dumb move. I'm going to get out to John and Franklin. John, you got to reclaim and put your good name back on the name John.
Yeah, I came in kind of late here. I was starting to sweat it. I heard some people putting me on blast, but I guess thankfully it wasn't me.
Different John.
Okay.
Not even the other John in Franklin, just a completely different John.
Oh, don't even get me started. And, you know, a couple things. These updates every time Jordan Love completes a pass. I mean, on the big show yesterday. Mike, I mean, seriously.
Oh, they're going through it live?
Pretty much. They would interrupt their conversation with, like, literally almost minute by minute. I only tuned in for a certain amount of time.
I think I might have done the same thing, though.
But look, I mean, seriously, let's all get a grip. And trust me, I hope, no matter what happens with Rodgers, I hope Jordan Love is number three. I'm pulling for the kid all the way. Not that I'm saying we should just forget about Rodgers, so don't overreact out there. But no matter what, I'm pulling for this kid. It's not his fault where he was put where he was. He was, and if ultimately Gutekunst is right about him, it's not going to make sacrificing a season or two worth it in this whole turmoil, but at least we get something out of it. And we can continue beating the likes of the Bears, Vikings, and Detroit. But, yeah, the overreaction to the terrible day Tuesday and the great day Wednesday, you know, let's just get a grip, everybody, because this thing can't turn Packer Nation on itself. And look, if Jordan Love is completing all these passes, well, unfortunately, he's doing it on our defense. Unless, of course, our defense was instructed to throw the kid a bone.
Yeah, that's
right.
That's why we can't break down these practices too much.
No, Barty, I mean, that's what crosses my mind when I hear all this. I'm like, well, that's our defense, and I believe the coach got on talking about this defense is designed for all these things not to happen.
So everybody's all pumped up that Jordan Love had a good day, but the real angle should be, wait a minute, our defense has given up these passes to Jordan Love?
Well, it's like exhibition game. It's like the
not even that. Season. This is just practice.
It's like the regular season in the NBA. It literally means nothing. It literally means nothing. So let's just get a grip, and I look forward to seeing this guy, you know, when the time comes, when it's right, on, you know, in live combat. This, good, you know, it's a little encouraging, but I don't need, you know, a five-minute update every time he completes a pass.
How do you feel about tonight, game three?
Nets in four.
Thanks, John.
That's how I feel. Have a good one.
Yeah, I had a buddy text me yesterday, Bucks in seven. That was my response. Nets in four, dude. Justin in Germantown. What's up, Justin?
What's up, man? How you doing?
Oh, we're just rocking and rolling. Just a weird, wacky Thursday.
Yeah, it sure is. Yeah, I'm sharing some sentiments, not John from Franklin, but the other John. And Aaron Rodgers, I'm sorry, everyone, but he makes everybody better. He's a generational talent, and if anybody thinks that we're better off without him, just doesn't know what a great talent he is. And even I'm a avid and loyal Aaron Rodgers guy. However, there are some limits, and I'm reaching my limit with him right now, but this is all of this is out of our control. Look, I mean, he comes back, he doesn't. We still have to move on one way or the other if he doesn't. And I really will pull for Jordan Love like everyone else should. But we're not reaching an NFC Championship game without him or the Super Bowl without Aaron Rodgers. It's just that simple. And with what John was saying, he was saying things like, you know, well, it doesn't work that way, but going out and getting guys. Well, actually, it does kind of work that way. It's just not the Packer way. It's just not the Packer way. And I don't want to get into, you know, oh, he needs more guys and, you know, this and that. Aaron has had his chances, you know, with the guys that he's got, and he just needs to make more of it. But I'm not ready to give up on Aaron coming back to Green Bay because I still really want him here. And deep down, I think everyone else does too. They're just a little pissed at him right now. And, you know, rightfully so with a couple of things, but this team is simply not I just don't believe that this team is a playoff contender without him. So.
They could make the playoffs. The division's not great, but they're not making it's not a Super Bowl team. I totally am with you there, Justin. 414-799-1250. One reason it might be easy to be upset with Aaron Rodgers is we still don't really know what he wants. And it's fixable, but what's fixable? I think Aaron Rodgers is a victim of his own success at this point. The guy's been here for 16 years, and he's still playing at an MVP level. You know how rare that is? Not just at quarterback, but in football, to be with one team for 16 years. So if you're upset that Clay Matthews was gone, he gave you so much and then was dismissed. If you're upset about Jordy Nelson giving you so much and being dismissed. If you're upset that Charles Woodson had more in the tank and, you know, he went back to the Raiders and he was maybe dismissed. If you're upset about these guys, that's what happens. When you're there for 16 years, nobody that was there at the start is going to be there with you at the end. So he's almost a victim of his own success. Now, he wants them to have said, all right, well, Clay, you gave us so much. Jordy, I'm using these guys as examples. You gave us so much. Let's give you the benefit of the doubt, give you another year. Instead of going to Jimmy Graham, Aaron, you got a connection with Jordy. You still think there's something there? That's all well and good. That's all reasonable. But Rodgers can't go back in time and change any of that. So now in the next 50 days before training camp, he's supposed to be convinced from the Packers who he's supposed to be convinced by the Packers that they'll never do it again. I mean, how do you convince them? Other than the fact that, again, the timing's weird on this because Aaron Rodgers is doing this, whatever this is, he is doing this after the offseason where they drafted Jordan Love and during an offseason where they did pretty much keep everybody. The only guys that they didn't bring back were the guys that they couldn't afford, partly because of his contract. So everybody else, they kept, though.
If I'm the Packers and this is your beef, Aaron Rodgers, then this is what I'm telling them. Listen, man, you can come back. You can quarterback our team if you show up for training camp. But if this is going to be your beef with us, you're staying with the team. And if you're not going to play for us, then retire because we're not dealing with this.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Do not trade him. Absolutely make him retire. He's not going to retire. He's not going to retire. He's just doing this. He'll come back. He's not going to retire. And the Packers aren't going to trade him. There's like no other options. The Packers have all the leverage here. Notebook Mike.
What's up, Timmy? Sorry.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Okay.
No, I got a couple of thank yous.
Sure.
Tim Allen for not grounding me.
Okay.
Aaron Rodgers for
this incredible content. Yes, I agree.
Today in the next 3 months.
Yep.
And this is the last time I'm going to say it. These callers blasting other callers, they're not talking about your mom. They're just giving their take. I just don't understand it. Now, I know when I hang up, someone's going to call and rip on me, and I just shake it off now.
And yeah, all you guys, I think we have a really good group of callers here. Maybe the best since I've been here, but you guys are all like trying to fight each other.
I'm not. Have you ever heard me rip on a caller?
No.
I mean, we could put Sparky and Ben on a heart rate monitor. That's kind of funny, but I'm not ripping on them. Real quick, Puck's take. I shared this with Romney. We need the late Kevin Green to grab that jersey and say, get out there, get it done. Now is your time.
It is time.
And I will go to Fourth Base and talk sports for the Brewer game. And they will know I am Notebook Mike.
Yeah.
And Bron ain't coming here. You know I'm all about the predictions. Daddy, can we go to the beach today? No, I'm going to Milwaukee for 4 months. Didn't they buy him up for $17 million?
There was a $4 million
buyout.
Yeah.
So he's not the property of Brewers.
No, he can play anywhere.
So if he said, I will come back, but are they going to give him $10 million or $4 million again?
You give him $1 million. Give him $1 million.
Take the money, get some more relievers, and boy, I miss Mike Moustakas. I really do.
Moose.
You didn't like him?
No, I said Moose.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean.
Okay.
Are we going to see that fourth base, around noon?
Today I will be sleeping.
Well,
I'm going to sleep during the game. I decided today I need a nap. And I decided that we're going to talk a lot of Bucks tomorrow, so I'm gonna punt today's game.
Well, I'll put in a good word for you over there.
Yeah.
It'll be my first time there, but can you do me a favor?
Maybe.
Can you talk about soccer? Because I got to try and fall asleep and get a nap.
All right, Mike. See you, bud. All right.
Bye.
You won't rip on callers. You rip on me! Notebook Mike. Come on, buddy. Bill's in Iron River. Bill, what's up?
Hi, Bart. You know, I think you actually inadvertently said what's bothering Rodgers, and what you said was, without Aaron Rodgers, the Packers are not a Super Bowl team. And this has gone on for 10 years where they just haven't put the pieces around him to get over the hump. And that would bother me if I was beating my heart out to accomplish a goal. And the people I was working for were kind of, we'll try, and they don't do it. I mean, I'm not, to tell you the truth, I'm not in either camp on this, but I think you hit it right on the head, what's bothering Aaron Rodgers.
I think that they are much closer to, this is a better team, though, than some of those teams that he took. The team that he took to the NFC Championship game where they took on the Falcons, they were bad.
Oh, Lord, Yeah, I was living in Superior at that time, and I listened to that game, and I thought, oh, my Lord.
Yeah.
They don't have a chance against Atlanta.
Very, very bad.
Yeah, it was, and it was a waste of talent. Rodgers has been a great quarterback for the Green Bay Packers, but unfortunately, there weren't supporting pieces around them.
I mean, you still, Bill, thanks for the call. You still, if the Chiefs are going to be good, they still need Patrick Mahomes to get to the Super Bowl and win. The Buccaneers still need Tom Brady to get to the Super Bowl and win. You still need that guy. You still need those guys. You do. But Aaron Rodgers, if he's upset about the talent around him, this year he's got better talent around him, I think, than in a long time. This is a good, talented team. He hasn't had Davante Adams's and Aaron Jones's and Zadarius's and these guys around in the past. He's got a good squad here. 799-1250. 799-1250. Rodgers and Cutter. Hey, Roger, what's up?
First of all, Bart, your reference, I just got to clarify because my brother and I were debating this. Your comment with regards to "it is time" was referencing back to Clay Matthews, right?
Yeah, and Kevin Green, Clay Matthews, Green. Super Bowl, yep.
Okay. Now, you know what? There's actually no need. You can target the comment and the concept and idea without referencing any other caller. So if someone feels strongly, there is, in fact, no reason to mention any other caller's name, in my opinion. So we can avoid that and still make a poignant point within these discussions.
I want to bring all you guys together in a like a gladiator pit and have you guys fight.
Well, I just think it's, what field the play are we going to do that on? And there's just, none of us need to bolster ourselves up by attacking any other caller, but you can vehemently and strongly attack the idea.
I don't want Jeff Saturday's name ever mentioned on the show again, that's where I go.
Well, if that makes you feel fine, I'll avoid mentioning him.
Hey, I heard myself in the background. Roger, what? All right. 799-1250. We will hear more from Jordan Love throughout the show. I do want to follow up on a thing we were talking about yesterday regarding baseball. Because now Pete Alonso is claiming some stuff. Very interesting. Very interesting. Much more to come. And Brewers, they lose Travis Shaw for how long, we don't know yet. But Luis Urias, his journey around the diamond, looks like it will continue. More coming up.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.